Watson Hall presents. Outgunned, Project Medusa. With Roger B.W. as the director.
So there's four pre-gens.
Yeah.
Johnny, Sam, Savoir, and Victor.
It's up to you whether you want to have a look at those or just generate your own. Just from, I mean, it's not a long process.
Let's generate our own. It'll give us some idea of the system.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what you'll want is a blank character sheet that you can fill in. That the one I put up there is form fillable. I checked.
Okay. One person's form fillable isn't necessarily everyone's form fillable.
Well, if it works for me, it probably works for you a lot, because I'm about as far from Adobe Acrobat as you can get. So,
quite right.
Download this PDF, not compressed, for the love of God, no, because that would be a bad thing.
Oh, I like the cover.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so now there is a thing about this that I've noticed while reading through it. It is designed by Italians. I mean, you can tell that from the names in the credits. But they are the sort of Italians who feel the same way about the 80s and 90s Italian film industry that I do, which is that they made glorious rip-offs.
Oh, yes.
And, for example, I think it's the Action Flicks books. Each of them basically has 10 mini settings in it. One of them is not at all a Star Wars ripoff, to the extent that the custom character class you get in that is called Babby Yod.
Very good.
It is gloriously unashamed theft.
Excellent.
Basically the principle I want to follow running it.
Crucially not intellectual property theft. Just plot points and much it. As much theft as you can
keep it legally distinct from.
Right, I have the World of Killers character sheet. I have the core book.
Right, so the first thing you're going to want is a roll
of six dice?
No. R-O-L-E.
Oh.
As in what sort do you want to be?
You got 10 of these to choose from.
Now, what sort of world are we in, Roger?
Is this
modern-day shooty?
Not quite modern-day, but think sort of 90s plus or minus a bit. So, I mean, yes, we have cell phones. No, we do not have smartphones.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yes, we have the internet, and it goes beep.
And then was like, get off the phone, I'm trying to use the internet.
Mom, I'm hacking here.
Okay, let's have a look at the roles.
So we got the commando, the fighter, the ace, the agent, the face, the nobody, the brain, the sleuth, the criminal, and the spy.
Tis I, Leclerc. That's the nobody, I presume.
So this is basically the Expendables.
Could be.
Right. Commando is a shoot.
Yeah, your fighter is more a hand-to-hand type.
Ace is a pilot.
Pilot, driver, whatever else.
Eddie.
Yeah.
Agent is like a lethal weapon type, I guess.
Agent is hero with a badge.
Face is Maverick or similar.
Interpersonal stuff. The nobody is you just happen to be in the wrong place at the wrong time, but you turn out to have the skills anyway.
The wrong man.
The brain, the thinker of the group, so obviously you will both gravitate towards that.
Well, I like to play against time.
The sleuth.
I have noticed.
Detective, private eye. Also, if you wanted to be a crusading reporter, for example, that might well come out as sleuth because it's simply digging for information. Criminal, quite possibly a thief, maybe an informer, maybe falsely accused, but that sort of skill set, burglary, lockpicking, stuff like that. And the spy,
can't imagine any examples of spies.
Yeah, absolutely. Legally distinct from James Bond.
Particularly as they're extremely litigious.
Suave is the... Yeah.
All right. Well, have you got? Do you gravitate towards any, Mark?
That's quite a... The commando's got quite a... She looks quite pretty. That might not necessarily be... As does the... Okay, I'm going to shut up now. They seem to have just done it based on... they're getting two men. Three men.
I love the way one of their examples of every man is Arnold Schwarzenegger in Jingle All the Way. I'm going to be a nobody. I love one of their examples is Jack Burton in Big Trouble in Little China. What I like about that is it's true, but he thinks he's the fighter.
We may be trapped. Do like, I must admit, it is a very...
Somebody,
very...
I don't care who, tell me what the hell is going on. Okay, then nobody.
Right, so you will start with all your stats at 1. They're already filled in. They range from 1 to 3. That's your brawn, nerve, smooth, focus and crime. Obviously crime is a stat. Your role will give you 1 extra point in 1 of those stats.
Okay, so...
I am thinking either...
Smooth.
I am thinking either the sleuth or the criminal.
Mm-hmm.
I've played actually quite a few sort of goody-two-shoes people recently, so let's go for the criminal instead.
Oh, find the nobody that gets caught up in the crime.
Right, and you get... 10 skill points, which are also listed in the book. Again, I think all your skills start at 1. You're always rolling at least 2 dice.
Right. So, I've got fight, shoot, survival.
Okay, so I add 1 to my crime...
Leadership.
Attribute.
Yep.
So they're all 2 apart from that which is 3.
No, they're all 1 except for that one which is 2.
Speech.
No, the skills are... No.
Oh, the, yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, stats are all... Or whatever, the stat things are all 2 and our skills are all 1.
Yeah.
According to this character sheet.
And then we put a skill into each of the... each of those, right, okay, so...
Fix.
Shall I do the unthinkable and actually drag you over?
No.
Where have you gone?
Dexterity,
yeah.
Okay. Now, I seem to be a bit of an all-rounder, I think.
So, force...
I would suggest you go for an adult character, but you have the option of being young or old, if you prefer.
An old nobody.
Shoot. No.
Basically, if you're old...
No, you are... Can I just point out that you are not Paul?
Challenge accepted. I shall be an old nobody.
Oh, God. That might have misfired somewhat, Roger. I do apologise.
Okay, you see the bit on the right that you will recognise when I tell you it's called Death Roulette.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
If you're old, you start with the second bullet filled in that.
Okay, fine. It's not the first time I've had a gun pulled at me.
But you will get to choose 1 additional feat. From either your role or your trope.
Dexterity, strength. Okay.
So. I see. So I get 2 normally, but I actually get... Oh, well, we'll worry about that when I've got...
Well, yeah, you'll get 2 from your trope as well. Sorry, okay. 1 from your trope normally.
Right, I'm with you.
So basically, stick a finger on that page with your list of possible feats, because... I'll come back to what those do.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But the next step is to choose a trope. And these are things like bad to the bone, or joke with a heart of gold, or lost boy scout, or stuff like that.
Okay. Right, let's do that. I'm just...
And those start on page 40.
Oh, I've got to draw.
Or if you were to call out particular ones that sound interesting, I will describe them to you.
What's cheater?
Okay. You lie. For work, for fun, or out of necessity. You lie. Well, often. Easily. Trusting you is a really risky decision, but you know how to be persuasive.
Sorry, Roger, I missed where we're supposed to be, because I was just looking at...
It's about page 40.
Okay. Well. It's just a list of...
39's the actual list. And then it tells you what each one...
I'll tell you what, I'm just going to, rather than flip back and forth, I'm just going to take a photo of my...
A PDF reader really ought to be able to say, let me put a sticky note on this page.
Well, that's what I was trying to do.
But they don't do it.
Turned out to be a pain in the arse. I just assumed I could just plonk a bookmark down, but no. So I'll just take a photo.
Oh, that is such a nice beer. Sorry.
Oh, what have you got?
Vesmal.
Is that kind of a Belgian?
Yeah. So
very nice.
It is actually one of the ones we brought back. And you are drinking some weird as hell shit.
Beavertown Gamma Ray.
Yeah.
This is the other tin of Lucky Jack from my stepson. Original pale ale from the Lervig Brewery in Stavanger.
Very nice.
Yeah. Everything about Beavertown means I should like it, apart from the taste.
I really like Beavertown. I've also got a Baby Hazy, which is a quite, but not... it's a 3% hazy IPA, which is nice, because I really like the taste of it, and it cuts my alcohol down a bit. Or at least means I can have
another
beer.
According to the iconography at the bottom of this tin, this beer will not get me pregnant, which I guess is reassuring.
It has to have a lot of alcohol in to get you pregnant. Or to get you specifically.
I think I am going to be bad to the bone. Partly because I've heard... Now I've said that, I now have bad to the bone going round my head.
Of course.
This is no...
Your clothes, your boots, and your motorcycle.
And as, you know, as earworms go, it's a good one.
Mm-hmm. I'll make a phone.
So, you see they have a choice of two attribute points. You've got one in crime already, so you have to take it in the other one.
Mm-hmm. So.
You can't lie to me, Sean. Mechanic. Nerves. I think I might be a mechanic with a silver tongue. Possibly because I've been using too much mercury.
Yeah, if you're using too much silver, it would be Algeria.
Oh, blue. That is great. Is that when your skin goes blue?
Yeah.
I love that one.
So do we now add another skill point from our trope?
No, you add the full list of skill points.
Oh, okay, brilliant.
So they all started at one. You could get to two from your roll and maybe three from your trope if you have one in the same.
Yes, indeed. Well, funny you should say that. Yes, a lot of mine are.
Now, where do I put my... Oh, I see. Feats. Mechanic. Now, mine doesn't say where that goes.
Feats are on the lower left.
So I'm picking mechanic. I guess, does that go next to fix then, or where does that go? All it does is gain a free roll, re-roll, when repairing rides or other gear.
Oh, sorry, you're picking the feet. Let me just find that one.
Oh, I do, however, get a box in flirt. What more does a man want?
basically, the on the left-hand half of the character sheet, bottom bit,
Yeah.
You've got a stack of about four or five, I think it's about four boxes. Those are for your feet.
Oh, so they don't correspond with anything to the left of them.
That's correct. They are just where you listed.
Oh, that's where I was
going. In your case, you will have a fourth feet because you are old.
Mechanic.
I am not old. I am at the prime of my life.
Yeah, so you get two from your roll and one from your trope.
I'll never get old.
From the feet.
Alright, okay, I'll do tropes in a sec.
So one from my trope.
Shelverton.
What's shadow?
One more. Nobody can catch you. You're quick and quiet as a shadow. Get a free reroll when you are hiding or sneaking or tailing someone.
I can see free reroll being frustrating because it's just going to be worse than I rolled, isn't it?
Well, this is a dice pool system, and you know how I feel about dice pool systems. They won me over with the probability table.
Okay, yeah, that is surprising how few do that, considering I needed you to do it for me on them fish bastards.
But one of the points here is that because it's dice pool, there is no guaranteed success or guaranteed failure.
Yes, okay. Now, where are the tropes? Oh, I see. Archetypes. Okay, I've got you. I've run straight ahead to the feats, but let's look at a trope while I've done that. Bad design, cheesy, cool.
What's always prepared with the feats?
Slightly slow PDF reader. As a quick action, you can take out or retrieve a useful item, piece of information, or small, easy-to-hide weapon. That does. I think the lightning bolt means it does cost you an adrenaline to do that.
Cool but distressed. You're a mess, but so damn cool.
This is not a romantic comedy.
Die Hard.
No, I mean, I have just read a book which is, you know, sort of half romantic comedy, half urban fantasy, and it works surprisingly well, so.
There is a genre called cozy, which is basically.
I've read some before which were trying to be that, and they were much more romantic comedy than fantasy. And this one hit it kind of in the middle, which surprised me, and it worked really rather well. Yeah, the moments of absolute seriousness in between the fluffy love story.
Yes, indeed.
I think I am going to be a diehard. I just get knocked down, but I get up again.
I see. I'm bad to the bone. Bad.
Die harder.
Brawn
or nerves? I think nerves for me.
Right. Where is...
And did I hear you say to Mark you get all the skill points on that list?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Endure. Force.
So.
Fight. Oh, I'm actually really good at fighting. Well, I've got three in it. Oh, then my brawn's not great. Cool.
And rather sadly, I think I actually am going to go gunslinger.
Five.
So just to give you a general idea, the most of the resolution you're going to be adding a stat and a skill. Often it will be the stat that the skill is listed under, but not if you come up with a reason. It might be something else. It's not a firm association.
I mean, to be fair, I'm not the most physical person in the world, but when it comes to nerves and crime, I am quite good.
Right, gunslinger, hard to kill, martial arts, military, bug.
Background.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so you get the one feat from your trope, and then two from your. As I say, in your case, one extra feat on top of that
from either of those lists.
Yeah.
Let's choose my first one.
So my three feats are shadow, lockpick, and gunslinger.
Mm-hmm.
Is he in heaven or is he in hell? That damn elusive shadow.
Steals from the rich and that's it.
I might be hard to kill. Basically, my stats are just a list of 80s action films. military background. Maybe I'm a retired soldier.
I was in the war, sonny. What, Iraq?
That's depressing, isn't it? Just the war. When you fill in your bad box, you gain one adrenaline.
Okay, you got a line of, I think, 12 boxes. On the right hand side, upper half.
Oh, I see it, yeah.
That's your grit. That goes down when you take damage.
Hot bad.
Yeah.
Okay. So I actually get stronger the more I get killed, right up to the point where I die.
Yeah, your bad box is, I think, number 8.
I see it. All right, I'll be hard to kill, I think. Though I am wondering about military background. Non-specific. Yeah, I think I'll actually have military. Why? In fact, bollocks to it, I will take both, because I am an old, old man. Military background and hard to kill. Free re-roll on military things. Hard to kill.
So I'm now thinking your name might be Lint Astwood.
More like Corn Shonery.
Not Wolf Brillis.
Yeah. Or Stilvester Silone.
Was it 23 or 24 when he had been in so much crap that they gave him a special golden raspberry for?
Then they discovered he had dementia, so yeah. They gave it back. They took it back and apologised. I think it's fair enough. He was clearly just trying to make a bit of money before he couldn't do it anymore, which is a shame. Because genuinely, he was a good actor.
He was a good actor and apparently quite a nice bloke.
Single-handed revolutionised action films.
Yeah.
Well, he made action films okay for the good guy to go, ow, that really hurt.
Yeah, which basically ended Stallone's career as an actor.
Yeah. Whereas
Arnie was a bit more adaptable.
Schwarzenegger was a bit more versatile.
Yeah. Okay, so you will have one adrenaline.
Okay.
One spotlight. One cash. And in most cases, one lethal bullet.
I can't see where to put spotlight. I see, I found it now. Yeah.
Top right.
One.
Where?
Oh, yeah. That, round the corner of that image.
I'll go over what you can use these for, but basically you can decide to spend them to be more impressive. Okay.
So one adrenaline, one
spotlight, one cash, one which cash. Is bottom right.
Yeah, I found that.
You got gear from your roll.
Yeah, I have a pistol and a lock picking set.
I'll just flick back to that. $1 item of choice or an old ride with speed 0.
Yeah, they these are not, as you would expect, dollars. Basically, one is a fairly common mundane item, two is something a bit more interesting, three is something particularly weird and special.
Okay. My dad's old Kevlar vest.
I'll never remember how he said to me, son, it's too late for me. Sew this up before you trust it yourself.
maybe I'll take the car or the moped or whatever. Mobility scooter. I'll have a think about my item.
Yeah. One last thing on this is, after you've got all your other skills, you get two more single skill points in whatever you like.
Oh, okay. I think I'll put that in fix for one of them, because I am a mechanic. Yeah, okay, I'm currently working in a car shop. Like an auto detailer or something.
You got a heal?
Yeah, I've got heal 3. But I've got fix 3. Maybe I'll take a bit of streetwise, because I haven't got that at all.
I've played some characters like that. I still remember what my first cyberpunk character, who would basically use the steel stapler on your cyber arm and then usually remember to switch to the skin stapler when she got to the end of the arm and needed to fix up the wound in your body.
Mm-hmm. It all comes the same in the end. There's no essence in them cyberpunks that you're fighting. Like.
It's humanity cost, but who needs that?
I will have... speak. I've got silver tongue, so I'll put it in speech. Okay. It's like a mechanic, like a toolbox. Is that kind of a $1 thing, or is that not...
Yeah, I would think so.
Toolbox. Out of which I can pull the odd wrench.
Submachine gun.
Yeah. I normally use this for polishing.
I've gone for a box in... detect and a box in no.
Mm-hmm.
I went for fix and speech.
Okay. So, let me just quickly run through how the universal mechanic works, because this is a bit more involved than in a lot of stuff we play, but I think it will come to make sense over time. Mm-hmm. For a start, as far as I can tell, you guys are the only ones who roll the dice.
Boo!
So, generally, you know, in a combat, for example, there'll be an action turn when you do stuff. Mm-hmm. And you might say you roll this to shoot somebody or whatever.
Mm.
And then there'll be a reaction turn and it's, you know, the bad guys are doing this, so you need to roll whatever to try to evade it.
Right.
So, everything is an attribute plus a skill.
Mm-hmm.
And so you will be rolling between 2 and 6 dice. You can get bonuses, you can spend adrenaline to get one die. If you've got conditions, it may give you a penalty. If you've got gear, it may give you a bonus.
Okay.
But it always goes between 2 and 6. If you see something that says +1 to your roll, that means +1 die. Nothing modifies the rolls. So
you mean an extra die?
Yeah, so if you get a +1, you get one more die, you do not get a +1 to the die you roll.
I'm with you, okay.
And it wouldn't matter anyway, because what you want is sets of matching faces.
Mm.
Okay.
It doesn't actually matter what the faces are, but two matching is a basic success, 3 is a critical, which is more or less your standard difficulty, 4 is extreme, 5 is impossible. If you get 6, you become the GM for that round.
Oh, very good. Okay.
Normally, if you get 1 success of the level you need, you have succeeded at whatever it was you were trying to do. If you don't, well, you may not actually have failed. Maybe you did that, but it went wrong in some way or something like that. Generally, right. you will do most of what you set out to do. If you get a higher difficulty match than you needed, then you succeeded well. If you get more successes than you needed, so you got your basic whatever and you got another set of 2, you can use that for something else. You can get extra actions.
Oh, cool. Okay.
An extra basic will give you a new quick action, that kind of thing.
I think for the short term, it's probably worth for the first couple of things to turning around and saying, right, we rolled.
Oh yeah, I'm just giving you the overview.
Yeah.
If you do not like the level of success you have got, as long as you got at least one basic, you can re-roll. Basically, at that point, you take all the dice that aren't part of a combination already and you roll them again. If you do not get a better result with those than you got the first time round, then you lose one of the successes you already had.
Right.
But probably you ought to re-roll a lot of the time. If you've got a free re-roll, then it's like that, but without the downside. Which is a lot of the things the feats are going to give you.
Yeah.
If you still don't feel happy about the level of success you've got, you can go all in. So again, you'll roll all remaining dice that aren't part of a combination, but if you do not get a better result, then you lose all your successes.
Okay. So only do that if you've rolled really badly.
And roll two dice.
You can get a dangerous roll, which basically costs you grit if you fail it. And you can get a hazard. That's things like the roll to avoid being attacked by thugs or whatever, would tend to be dangerous. That's got a skull on it, if that's relevant to you guys. And something that's extremely risky could be a gamble. And this is the only time when the actual face matters, because you roll that normal for each one that's in the final result, you lose a grit.
Okay.
Right. Nearly there. Adrenaline. You got a point of adrenaline.
We have a point of adrenaline.
You will generally, when you fill in the hot box on the grit track, you will gain 2 adrenaline.
Right. Yeah, I see. And it says that there, yep.
And doing something impressively will get you an adrenaline. Being in character, it's your disadvantage, making me laugh, that kind of thing. So you get a lot of adrenaline.
Not never.
So you can spend one to gain a die to any roll. You can spend one to activate a feat's special ability if it's got a lightning bolt by it. If you gather up to 6 of them, you can spend them all to get a spotlight.
Okay.
And a spotlight, which you start with one of, is super adrenaline.
Okay.
You can hold up to 3 of them. You gain one for doing something really impressive. Invoking your own flaw. We haven't done flaws, we'll come back to that.
Yeah, okay.
Calling on your catchphrase. You can spend one to get an automatic extreme success instead of rolling at all. If you've got a friend who just lost at death roulette, you can spend a spotlight to save them. Spend one to remove a condition, which is basically the things that are worse than losing grit boxes. You can use one to save a ride that would otherwise be destroyed. Or basically do something really impressive. On a D6, then you roll a D6, and on a 1 to 3, you get the spotlight straight back again.
Oh, nice.
Unless you use it to save someone, in which case they get it on the 1 to 3.
Oh.
Right, so last thing. When you fill in the bad box, which is number 8 on the grit track, you will get a condition, which are the ones just below it. So you look nervous, for example.
Yeah.
Depending on what got you to that state. When you fill in the hot box, you get 2 adrenaline. When you run out of grit, you get to play death roulette. So you roll a die. If it is higher than your lethal bullets, then you have survived somehow.
I see.
But you add 1 to the lethal bullets.
So having 2 is... okay, you survive and then add 1 to the lethal bullet.
Yeah. If you do not, then you're left for dead. Which is not actually dead, but you are out of this immediate bit of play.
Yeah, okay.
And you might come back, or a different character might come back, or you get the idea.
Mm-hmm.
Right, let's just have a look. Where did we? I don't remember talking about floors. It gives you the rolls give you suggestions for floors.
Yes, I did see some.
Also, some suggested catchphrases, but obviously you can come up with your own.
Yeah.
Well, not in the face!
Where's the big thing? Alright, let's pick a floor then. The bloody things. Shut. Never mind.
Oh, I think you should get. I trust everyone.
You don't get this old by trusting everyone, Sonny.
Oh dear, I think I quite like the in and out. It's a piece of cake. So that'll do as my catchphrase, and I'm either I take nothing seriously, or I'm too greedy and self-serving. I feel I take nothing seriously because I feel that that was Condor Man.
Hasn't actually realised that he could die of this.
Where's the bloody character sheet? Hang on, sorry. It's like desktop shenanigans.
See, I'm quite. It's quite nice for me. I have the rules there, I have the character sheet there, and I have you guys in the middle.
Oh, it's because it's defaulted to sticking it in downloads again. There we go. There we go.
And a name, of course. I know, I leave the hard bit till last.
Mm. Well, you know. I'm afraid of guns. We can make up our own floor, can we?
Yeah, as long use those as suggestions and give you some idea of how painful they will be. Though also, you want something potentially that's quite easy to invoke, because that's the way you can get a spotlight.
Oh dear, none of those quite fit the kind of grizzled, surprisingly tough ex-mercenary, but no one knows he's an ex-mercenary.
Not without my herbal arthritis supplements.
Why is that over your faces?
Hmm?
Apologies. Oh, I see what's happened. Okay. Okay, catchphrase. I'm retired, goddammit. I'm avoiding that. I'm too old for this shit.
I don't know. Use your phrase you use in real life.
I use it ironically. I'm not old.
Yeah, retired at age 22 after inventing something even worse than Bitcoin.
Is there such a thing? Floor doesn't wear trousers.
Where's the kilt?
always plays bagpipes. Not without my bagpipes can be my catchphrase.
Well, in fact, indeed, that could be your catchphrase and your flaw.
He's not like a naive, he's like an embittered older guy, so I think trusting everyone doesn't work. Maybe it's the opposite. I don't trust, doesn't trust anyone. But would that work as a flaw?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
I need a name.
Job. Mechanic.
But. Job. Thief.
Age 50.
the age is just what is just young, adult, or old.
Old.
Adult.
Remember when we used to play characters older than us?
Mm.
I think that might be what I'm doing now.
Yeah, I think vaguely.
It's only for a while. Old. But then again, this probably isn't going to be a long campaign.
Name. Mm. Jimmy.
Think very carefully before you say the next word.
I'm going to avoid that.
Well, that's actually quite a cool name, I think. The guy who wrote the Great British Bucket List is Richard Madden, so I'm going to be Dick Madden. There we are. That's a cool thing.
Okay.
Shane Connolly.
And job actually will be just thief.
Okay, done.
John would remember the guy's name. Sean Connery's brother, who was something entirely mundane.
Like a milkman.
I think might have been a dentist.
Sean Connery was a milkman, wasn't he?
Had a brief Sean acting Connery. Career off the back of being Sean Connery's brother.
And looking very slightly like Sean Connery.
Yeah.
Same with Jason Connery, bless him, but goodness me, he did not have the same acting shot. A Nepo baby would call him nowadays.
He was all right in Robin the Hooded Man, but that was about it.
Not as good as the first guy.
Yeah, he didn't know.
No, nobody would have been so.
Yeah.
Who went to Falcon's Nest or whatever?
Some American soap.
Mm.
Okay, Shane Connolly. I don't do that anymore. Maybe that is why, instead of I'm retired, goddammit, I don't do that anymore. I don't do this stuff anymore.
Well, when I was talking with Shim over what turned into one last job, it was very much, I used to do the thing, I don't do the thing now. But they wanted me to do the thing one more time.
So here I am doing the thing.
So, how do we get you started? I mean, could you stick up your character names? Because I am going to forget them.
Yes.
So, for Dick, I think, okay, there is a name that's been circulating in your circles lately. And that name is Project Medusa. It's not at all clear just what that is. The suggestion is that it's maybe a weapon of some sort. Definitely one that nobody wants to see to fall into the wrong hands, and nobody is going to agree on what the wrong hands are.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously those hands should be yours. Now, you've got some information about this. An information broker called Carter. He's a bit twitchy, but generally accurate. And he's told you that it's the plans are currently in the briefcase that's going to be on its way to an unreachable lab. And you plan to meet with him tonight in an old diner to get more information.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Shane.
Sure.
Is this a thing, I mean, would you be on the hunt for a thing like this, or would you be possibly not that interested, but you might be in the diner by chance?
It's more like to be in the diner by chance.
Yep.
I mean, he'd listen with interest if he'd heard about it, but he's too old for that.
I think he's in the diner because he fancies one of the waitresses there. And it is one of those unrequited love things.
He's a silver tongue. Yeah, right, yeah. Another refill, please, honey. Mm.
Oh, nice Mr. Conway. Sure. Put something warm and vaguely brown into your cup. It's probably coffee.
It's heard about the concept of coffee at some point.
I mean, look on the bright side. They might have been trying to make tea. But,
English tea.
So
you don't like tea?
No.
No. Not I knew there was something odd about you.
I'd rather just drink milk than vaguely horrible milk.
Why would I add milk to perfectly good tea?
Depends on the tea. If it's proper, decent breakfast tea or as my mate who comes from India turns around and says, the floor sweepings.
that's how I heard gunpowder tea described, and that's my preferred.
Mm. I don't particularly hate tea. I just don't particularly like it either.
I'd like coffee. I just have to be careful not to drink too much of it, which is good because I adore and love bog standard English breakfast tea.
I have been realising how long caffeine stays in my system, so having decaf after midday and so. Except last night when I meant to make a hot chocolate and accidentally made a coffee and didn't sleep for some time. Anyway.
Yep, that sounds like me.
Good thing you have a young and active system that can throw that sort of thing off quickly.
Oh yeah, I was asleep by 3 a.m.
So, yeah, this diner has seen better days. There's tape on some of the vinyl cushions. The floor is checkered tile. It's kind of sticky. Large window shows all the glare of headlights when cars go in and out of the parking lot. There's a rock song about lost love playing on the radio.
Well, you know.
And yeah, the
where are we, by the way? That's a good point.
The city.
Okay,
you know, the shitty.
The shitty.
It's got a coast. But it's the city. Dick, Carter said he'd meet you here at 11. It's already past midnight. As a few other people here.
Is it a 24-hour diner? In other words, it's never going to actually shut, per se.
Yeah, because if it shut, they'd have to pay for locks for the door.
And people, the staff are cheaper than locks.
Yeah. You'd be surprised.
The way they pay it.
Yeah.
It's all tips.
Is it evening or morning?
It's past midnight.
It's gone midnight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, maybe Shane's thinking, I've had enough coffee now. I'm not going to need to sleep tonight. Maybe I'll go back and finish rebuilding that hot rod. For some reason, the neighbours complain about the midnight welding, but yeah, screw them.
I never worried too much about the neighbours.
I'll give it another 10 minutes and then leave some bills on the...
Well, yeah. A few minutes later, ding-a-ling-a-ling. front door opens. Man comes in. Yeah, that looks like Carter, but he's not usually that sweaty, and he doesn't have that great big bloodstain on his side.
You've been eating hot dogs again, Carter.
I'm sorry. And somebody behind him pushes him to the ground, and several thugs start moving into the place, stepping over him as they go.
What on earth?
Swinging metal bars. A couple of them got bike chains. You lot, get out! They shout at the... Yeah, basically the patrons who aren't Dick.
Oh, I don't do this stuff anymore. I'll take a sip of my coffee and then stand up.
Lorena, the waitress, scurries out to the back.
You talking to me, Sean?
Oh, you, Grandpa.
That just might be your worst nightmare, laddie. A white guy trying to do a Scottish accent.
To be fair, most actual Scots, I mean, not all, but many of them are white.
Well, more of a pale blue in white.
No, it is a worldwide truth that the young people go out in too little clothing when it's warm. Sometimes when it's warm is, you know, northern Finland, but...
Can't a man just ship his coffee in peace?
Okay, they are going to attack you and Dick. So...
I'm just going to grab a beer before we get into the grit.
So we will.
Dick will have been sitting perfectly happy in his booth.
Mm-hmm.
His mate's just come in. Obviously been eating hot dogs. There's some very, very obnoxious men. He might have to pull his piece out. Maybe he's gone too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm glad you said that. I was going to have to otherwise.
Oh, dear.
Well, first of all, they're going to be shoving you guys around. So roll a brawn plus force to try and resist.
A brawn plus force to try and resist. Okay, so that's... So my brawn is 2, but my force is 3, so that's 5 dice.
And I will tell you that their attack is critical level, so you will need a set of 3 to resist this.
So, I have rolled 2 fives, a 4, a 3, and a 6.
Okay, so that is not a critical success.
No.
Okay.
So you don't get a free reroll, as far as I know.
Not for anything like that with brawn, no.
But you could take your standard reroll.
So I'm looking for 3 out of 5. I think that statistically that's unlikely. So I'm going to say no, but I am now going to, of course, roll the dice and see what would I have got. And indeed, I get, this time, I get 2 fives still again, but a 1, a 6, and a 3. So,
So no, just for future reference.
It wasn't worth me doing it. It definitely wouldn't have been worth me doing it.
Just for future reference, what you would do if you did take the re-roll is keep the dice that are matching.
Ah, so
and then roll the others.
Ah, right. Okay, so
that does improve the odds a bit.
Yeah. So let's just see.
Okay.
However, if I'd have kept those 2 fives, I'd have got 2 ones and a 6. So there we are.
Okay. So you got a basic success, but not the critical you needed. So
I'm going to say that they push me, but they push me away from them, which allows me to draw my pistol.
Well, probably, yeah. But you are going to lose some grip. Let me just check how that works when you have a lower level of success than you need. I think what that does is you lose three because they attacked you with a critical, but the basic that you got gets you one back, so you lose two.
Okay, so I lose two grit.
So
have they got guns, these thugs?
No, bike chains, metal bars, stuff like that. So, as I was just saying while you were otherwise engaged, that looks like a good beer. They're opening by.
Northern monk, these are nice ones. Actually. Mm. This is
fake. So they're pushing you to the ground. So you roll a brawn plus force to resist that.
Get your damn hands off me!
No matching dice whatsoever.
Okay, so you don't even get to re-roll. because you need at least one basic success to risk on a re-roll.
Yeah, yeah.
You could go all in, but you may not want to.
All in would be, I've got to get better than I did.
Actually, I think you need one basic success even for that.
Seems fair.
Okay, so you're going to lose three grit.
I've got to get pushed around before.
Leave Grandpa
show...
alone. He's not been. He's not.
So where did I start on? Oh right.
He's not part of this.
So I start on the left side. And
yeah,
I tick
you have taken no grit so far. It will generally come back. Basically, a good night's sleep or similar will take you back to full. Okay. Not that you're going to get one of those before the end of this particular adventure.
Not after this coffee.
Right. So that was their round. It's now to you guys, and it's initiative is nice and simple. Basically, you guys get to do one thing each, but whatever order you do it in is up to you.
I'm a bit slower, so I'll let Dick go first. Did Dick get pushed to the floor as well?
Yes, but not quite as badly.
Yeah, I got pushed into a wall rather than onto the floor.
So they've come into the booth, pulled me out and pushed me onto the floor, just so I know where I am. Okay. You young shitbag.
I pull a gun out. Gentlemen, you appear to have brought knives and chains to a pistol fight.
Okay, that sounds as though you're basically aiming for intimidation more than actually shooting them. Does that sound fair?
Yeah.
Or do you just want to shoot them?
No, let's have a go for intimidation first.
For an actual intimidation. There's a misprint on it. Leadership. I see.
Otherwise, well, I mean, it's no marital arts, but it will do.
So, am I rolling, say, speech then?
Sorry, I just need to get an actual character.
I probably should be. I should actually be rolling shoot on the grounds I'm rolling six dice for shoot.
I would roll six dice.
Well,
if
you want to shoot them, that's a thing you could do. Or you could go for smooth and speech, or maybe smooth and leadership if you're trying to impress them with authority. Or
not a chance for leadership. My smooth and leadership is three.
I'll give you a hint that their defence is also critical. Therefore, you will want a matching set of three.
Okay. Going to go for a shoot then, which is nerves and shoot.
Okay.
I am a gunslinger, which means I get a free re-roll on this, I believe.
Okay. You can, if you wish, spend your adrenaline to get plus one. No, you can't, because you're already rolling six.
I'm already rolling six, yes. That's more importantly. So, I know what I can't... I kind of don't want to be... I want to almost be shooting a chain out of somebody's hand or something like that, rather than... Mm-hmm. So, more like a...
This is not a gruesomely detailed resolution system. If you run them out of grit, you've defeated them. That doesn't mean they're necessarily dead.
Okay, so, I've rolled two ones, two fives, and two threes.
Ooh!
Which is very nice.
None of which are critical, though.
None of which actually triggers me a critical, however, or is a critical. So, I would like to use my free reroll from Gunslinger.
Yep.
And I am going to keep the threes and reroll the other four, if that's all right.
With your free reroll, is there any consequence if you do worse?
No, you will still get that basic.
Okay.
Which is not actually what you need to do damage, but it's better than nothing.
Okay, so I roll 1 3, which is good. 2 4s and a 6.
Okay, so you've got that critical, which is what you need to do the damage, which I think is 3. But let me just check that. I apologise. This will get faster as I get the hang of it.
No. It seems quite a fast system, though.
I think when we... Yeah. I don't dislike it so far, but I... We'll see how the rolls go. I just feel like it might be a bit Savage World-esque in that you're like, reroll.
Yeah, but you only get the one reroll. So that's, well, okay, unless you go all in, but yeah, why would you do that? So they will lose 3 grit from your critical. You also have a basic, which you can spend to get an extra quick action if you like. Sorry, I didn't say, by the way, that in a normal turn you can do one complicated thing that involves die rolling and one quick thing. So a quick thing, for example, would be reloading.
Well,
we don't track bullets. Don't worry. We track magazines.
Okay. That's good.
It's that
I want to use my extra thing then, together with my other thing, to lift Shane up onto his feet, if that's all right. Do you think I could do that?
Reload a weapon, reach partial cover. Yeah, I think that's fair.
I mean, bear in mind, if it's a force, I'm rolling for, I'd be, you know, that would be, I've got brawn 2, but force 3, so.
No, I think that's reasonable. You've probably hit a couple of them, some of the rest of them are scattering. They've certainly lost some of their interest in attacking you guys. So yeah, you can take the time to lift him up. Find his stick, put it back in his hand.
Yeah.
Thank you, laddie.
The stick appears to be made of titanium.
Yes.
Might
be an idea for you to go after I'll name the waitress.
Lorena.
Go after Lorena and just make sure she's okay.
Run from this rabble and I'll pull out a knife from my pocket. Because I don't trust anyone, and spin round to them and say, "I was gutting bigger fish than you when I was in nappies," in an attempt to intimidate them.
Okay, well, we'll come back to that. The next thing will be their actions.
I haven't had an action yet.
Oh yeah, okay, you're quite
so
right.
So that is my action.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds like smooth and either speech or leadership.
They're both 3, so I'll stick with either of them. 6 dice.
Nice.
I'll go leadership. It's clear that I have some kind of military bearing or something. Talking about fish. That is 2 2s and 2 4s.
Okay.
Now, I do get a free re-roll, because it is a speech and I've got a silver tongue.
Mm-hmm.
So... Do I keep whatever I like from this, or do I keep the 2s and the 4s?
You have to keep at least one success. Let's see. Yeah, you have to keep at least one success. I think you could decide what else to re-roll.
Okay. Probability-wise, am I better keeping both and rolling 2 dice?
Probability-wise, you are definitely better rolling 4 dice to see whether you get one of those.
1, 2. Yeah, that makes sense, doesn't it? Okay, I'll keep the 2s, re-roll the 4s. And I got a 2 and 3 6s. So that's worked out all right. So now I've got three twos and three sixes.
Okay, so one of those is a critical success, which is what you needed to do the thing.
Yeah.
So you have intimidated them, and I'll come back to what that does. What the other one will give you is let me just have a look up here. You can take another full action.
So you can do something else as well.
Full action being something that needs a die roll.
It's funny because I want to see how they do. I get a chance to see what they do.
They're wavering, and maybe they'll break pretty soon.
I will
take a step forward and go boo.
Well, is that a die roll? I don't want to do intimidate again. What's my fight like? Okay. While they're wondering, I'll step forward and just try and, hopefully they're a bit shocked. I mean, we'll see how the dice goes, but try and grab one of the, tire irons or whatever they've got out of his hand and say, "Get out of here, you piece of shit." Something like that. So I don't know if that's a fight roll to grab
it. We just got to an 18 certificate.
You piece of feces. That's worse.
Get out of here, you bad thing, you. It's a bit like that bit in Galaxy Quest where Sigourney Weaver very obviously says, fuck me.
Yeah.
They decided that they weren't going to actually, they'd used too much profanity, and she comes out with actually screw this or something like that.
Yes, it's a shame. It's fuck this, but it's a shame because it is a great line.
It's brilliant because it's very obvious where she just went, fuck
I
this.
Feel like they did that deliberately to make it quite clear what they wanted.
I reckon maybe a nerves and fight. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I think that seems fair. Yeah,
because it's a dexterity sort of fight rather than a bashing people sort of fight.
Yeah, I'm not trying to but it does involve some fighty stuff. Okay, well, I'm on board with that because that will be six dice as well. But I agree, that seems fair. unimaginably, with six dice. Oh no, I haven't rolled 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I've got two twos, and that's my only match. That is disappointing.
Okay, you can still take your standard reroll. But if you don't get any better, then you will lose that success.
That's going to be embarrassing, isn't it? And my wrist arthritis cripples me as I step forward. All right, I'm going to re-roll everything but the twos. And I have rolled another two. So that is three twos and two fives.
Yeah. Okay, you've seen this before. The leader's looking worried. The leader just loses it and the rest follow. They're scattering. One of them dives out of a window.
Get out of here!
They're fleeing in all directions.
Before they go completely, do I recognise any of their? You know, are they wearing? Are they wearing any gang insignia?
Not really. I mean, they got the leather jackets and the tattoos and stuff, but they don't seem to be that uniform. You could grab one if you wanted to question him, or let's see, there's Carter on the ground, not looking too well.
Shunny, do you know your way around a first aid kit? I'll say as I rush over to Carter on the floor.
No, I'm more doing this to other people.
I've met your type before. Oh, I don't do this stuff anymore. I'll have a look at the corpse. Sorry, that was prejudging.
Okay, that sounds like a focus and heal.
If there's any way for me to assist, if there's any way for me to assist on that, I will.
Get some towels and go and grab that first aid kit.
Okay, I will literally grab
the first aid kit. Yeah, that's fair enough. I'll give you a +1 die for that.
Oh, thank you. Then I've got 2 5s, 2 4s, and no other things, despite the extra dice.
Okay, so you can patch up the hole in Carter's side. Yeah, they're on the way to the airfield.
Do you know this fella, Sonny?
Yeah. He's not normally this exciting.
He's not normally been stabbed in the back.
No. I think you'll find that that's, looking at that, I would say that's probably a 0.35 solid. Well, 0.32, let's go.
Is it a shot? A gunshot?
Yes.
You know your weapons, Shani.
Well, I know my guns. My gun will have been put back away after being reloaded. I will have hot swapped the magazines and then put a couple of bullets in the magazine of.
Now I'm going to need some hot towels and a bucket of water, or is that pregnancy? I'll prop Carter's head up.
Well, the coffee's weak enough; it probably counts as hot water.
Yeah.
Is he going to live?
Which airport, Carter?
Airfield, cargo terminal, group of mercenaries.
Oh.
Let's call the cops.
Yeah, you do that. I need to. Yeah, what I haven't got is a ride, actually.
Ah, funny you should say that.
Yeah,
I haven't got one either.
No, I thought you had.
Well, maybe for plot reasons that might be a good move. Loretta, come out here. One of your customers is dying. I'm turning more glass
again.
Yeah.
Keep pressure here, lassie. I'm dead pointing at Carter, by the way. Isn't it? This fella needs a ride.
Okay, you can glance out. You glance out into the parking lot. How did Dick get here?
I mean, I suspect. I was thinking he probably had some form of car. If not, he's more than happy to borrow somebody's.
Okay, so there's one that clearly doesn't fit, which is a black muscle car, gold rims. Red skull airbrushed on the hood, which has just clearly just been pulled into the parking lot and no attempt made actually to park.
Okay, and they've not tried to drive off in it?
No, they've been running in all directions.
Okay, I will meander over then and see if they left the keys. Though to be fair, I've got a drive of 6 and I've got a... lockpicks and things, so I'm guessing I can probably hotwire.
I'll saunter over while you're doing. You don't get rid of me that easily, Sonny. I'm intrigued. Someone tries to knock my head off. I want to know what's going on. Sorry, someone tries to knock my heed off.
Heed?
My heed.
Yeah, you know, heed.
My head.
Yeah. Okay.
I want to know what's... what's the crack?
Are you German by any chance?
Name's Shane Connolly. It's good to meet you, son.
The traditional von Connolly Tarson.
Ah, okay. I'm Dick. Dick Madden.
Hey, but what's your name?
Dick Madden, yes.
That's the little comedy banter.
Indeed.
That the punters are paying for.
Okay, I think this is probably going to be nerves and fix, but you can get a +1 for the lockpicks.
Okay, so nerves is 3. Fix, I'm afraid, is only 1, but
I plus one can. For the... I, wait, what are they?
Are you any good with this?
I'm the shizzle at fixing.
Let me on the other hand, I've rolled 2 ones and 2 twos.
Oh, okay.
Okay, takes you a minute or two, but you can get the thing running.
Yep.
No, nobody within the block is in any doubt that the thing is now running.
You know which airfield they're talking about, lad?
Yeah. It's not too far from here.
Have you any idea what the heck's going on?
Well, I know it's something called Medusa. Project Medusa. And Carter was going to tell me all about it, but shall we talk about this on the way? Would you like to put your seatbelt on?
I don't do this stuff anymore, I'll say as I put my seatbelt on.
Okay, and as he puts his seatbelt on, basically the car goes into drive, it goes into the thing, and it's basically a bit of a Knight Rider moment.
Do I need a survival roll?
Not yet.
we don't get grit back at this point or anything, do we?
That's correct.
Not that I'm fishing for it. I'll have a quick sleep.
Due to time dilation, you had time for a good night's sleep before you got to the airport.
So I will get to the airfield as quick as I can. I presume it is the near cargo airfield rather than the airport that they were talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, the slightly smaller airfield has the cargo terminal and small passenger facilities.
Cool. Okay.
Okay, so you get across town quickly enough, and soon enough, you can see the airfield, the perimeter fence, the two guards waving at you in a "you should probably stop before you hit the fence" way. The aircraft taxiing out onto the runway.
Ah. If I go at the right angle... Okay, so where's the gate?
Between the two guards.
Between the two guards. They look like they'll jump out of the way at the last moment, don't they?
Surely.
Yeah, okay. Let's just drive straight through there.
Okay, let's have a... Okay, they are going to open up at you, as you clearly don't slow down. Let's have a nerves plus drive.
Okay, all right. My nerves plus drive is 6 dice.
You're looking for a crystal.
I am a good driver. And that is 3 threes.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. I'll get the job done.
Critical. But it also get 2 sixes and a 2.
Okay, so if you have a quick action you want to do at this point, you can get that in.
Not really. I go through cleanly enough that I'm heading for the front of the plane, and I basically want to get it so that they can't take off.
Okay, so it is already moving, though the rear cargo ramp is still open. Hercules or something like that.
The rear cargo ramp is still open.
It's actually a C-160 transall because the producer knew a guy who could get one cheap. But
okay.
Think of it as Hercules.
Yeah, no.
I think you've watched too many Ribbon of Fingers films, right?
Rogers Aviation Corner.
Yeah, Hercules I do like. The one I find is it the Galaxy thing where it can take several, not one or two, but several tanks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is a lot of lifting capacity.
Yeah, the thing I want to do with one of those is you've got this front gate and you've got this back gate. Mm-hmm. And if you've got a through flow, you've got a ramjet.
Yeah.
All was going well until the wings came off, which was about 0.2 of a second after we lit the jet.
But hey, you could steer with it. You could steer with a ramjet. You don't need wings.
So
well, we're going Marty.
At this point we have the chase rules.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Yes, we do have chase rules.
Of course.
So you this car has a speed of 1 and an armour of 3. Mm-hmm. Just for your reference. And
the plane has a speed of 10.
No, but this is relative, and they're not actually making the takeoff roll yet, though they will be soon.
Which is going to be easier, for me to get in front of the plane or for me to drive up the ramp and get into the plane?
And they're moving away from you, so probably the latter.
Oh, it's going to be that one. It's going to be down.
Okay, let me just find the chase rules. Which I had a look through earlier, but...
You gormless sassanach. What are you doing now?
Quit the match with you.
Ah, yes, the Need for Speeds chapter. Yes, so what you're actually trying to achieve is a need value, lift which off. In this case is 8. And it starts at your speed, which is 1. You have a limited number of rounds to achieve this. I'm not going to tell you how many.
Put your foot down.
So, yeah, as I say, you're starting on 1. Each round you will get... your current speed, and you may get more. So on your action turn, which is where we are now, you can take any action that you can think of to increase your speed. Now, obviously, for driving, that is...
I'm going to go for driving and nerves.
Indeed. You're looking for a critical success.
Okay. I have rolled...
Remember, you can spend adrenaline. If you get an extreme or impossible, it will increase by more.
So I've rolled. I can only roll. There's no point in me spending adrenaline because I'm rolling 6 dice anyway.
Okay.
So I've rolled 3 2s.
Okay.
A 1, a 5, and a 6.
Okay. So that's a critical, which will get you a plus 1, or okay. You can re-roll to try to improve that. If you get an extreme success, it'll go up by 2.
I don't get
put any, your foot down, Waddy. That'll get in the way.
I don't get it. Okay, let's have a go.
That's an aeroplane. I need to explain the mechanics to you.
Okay, so I've rolled a 2, a 5, and a 6. So that takes me to 4 2s.
Okay, so that will increase your speed to 3 for this turn.
Okay.
Shane, have you got anything you can do to get this vehicle going faster? Or indeed to slow them down or anything else?
I mean, I'm a good mechanic. I'm not sure it's quite the system where I can work on the engine while we're driving.
Switch the windscreen wipers on.
You've played automobiles where you rebuild your car during the race.
Yeah, exactly. And steampunk rally fusion, in fact. Mm-hmm. I want to slow them down. So is there anyone else that is just cruising down the runway at the minute, is it?
Yeah, there's one guy hanging out of a side door who looks as if he might be shooting your way.
Give me your gun, laddie.
I pass him over the gun that's in my in my side holster.
And I will shoot out of the window. I'm kind of closing one eye in a very cinematic way while we're travelling at God knows how fast and trying to shoot one of the tyres. Would that even work? Do they have pneumatic tyres on planes?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'll might as well.
There are some quite interesting pictures of what happens when one of those goes bang.
Well, I'll give it a try. It might make them wobble, if nothing else.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's take a shot. Probably one a critical.
So shoot and what would that be? Nerves or
nerves and shoot is your standard shooting combination.
All right. Well, I'm actually pretty good at that. Two threes and two ones probably isn't anywhere near enough to actually hit a tire on a moving plane.
No, you're really looking for a critical.
Spending adrenaline wouldn't do me anything at the minute, would it?
No, that's, adrenaline is before you roll.
Well, and it wouldn't have helped anyway, because I already had six ties.
Also true.
So I will take my reroll.
Okay.
I'll keep the pair of wands. That's just giving me a different pair and nothing. Okay, I'm just like pew, pew, out the window, but it doesn't really...
Okay. I think they will probably try to shoot back at you, so...
Shoot the bullets.
Nerves and drive for Dick.
Come on, Dick.
Okay,
critical
so...
difficulty. Nerves and stealth for Shane.
Stealth is not my strong point there. I might use an adrenaline here.
Ooh. So I start off with three threes.
Okay, that'll get the job done.
Show off.
And I've got three threes, two sixes, and a two.
Okay, so again, you can stick in a quick action if you want.
I'm going to use an adrenaline. No, am I? That doesn't feel like... No, I'm just going to roll four dice and see what happens. Doesn't feel like the kind of moment in a movie where I can use my adrenaline. I can't imagine the camera panning in on me sweating and squirming.
This is where I look
seat.
Down and see that there's a nitro button.
Michael.
It seems quite
no
likely.
One's ever pressed a nitro on a runway before. I have not matched a single dice with my four dice.
Okay, you can lose three grit.
Have you just been shot? Oh, for the love of God. Come on, Grandad.
Might not count as being shot. It's just a graze. As in a high dose of radiation.
Nice try. Yeah, all right, have an adrenaline for that. knowing your GM is half the battle, clearly. So, yeah, Dick, do you want to do that?
Yeah, go on, let's press the button. What does this button do that looks very obviously wired on?
Whomp.
Yee-haw!
Okay, so that's got you...
Well, that's stopped the bleeding, at least.
That's got you up to speed four. So on the eight box track, you're now at four out of eight.
Okay.
And that
round
that,
two.
That was their reaction. And so yeah, you can get back to your action. So again, your driving roll.
Okay. Starting to be a little bit more hairy now that I'm not sure I've ever driven a Ford pickup quite this quickly before.
You're getting closer.
Three threes, and then a one, five, and a six.
Okay, that will get you to speed five if you do nothing else.
Oh, wait, do you know what? I'm hard to kill, which means I get plus one on my next roll. Because I got shot.
Mm-hmm.
And I get an adrenaline anyway, but I won't take two. I'll just have them. Do I get an extra adrenaline? No, I don't worry about it.
Does the plane look like it's likely to take off next go?
No, but soon.
Get up next to it. We'll jump on board. What am I talking
about? Well, I'm planning on driving up the bloody ramp. Oh, fuck
shit.
It. Go on. Let's have a go. Okay. A three, a four, and a six.
Can I advise you to put the brakes on very quickly when you enter the plane?
It's a rear-wheel drive. It'll be all right.
So
I think I'm joking. Yeah.
So what do you end up with?
Okay, so that ends up with four threes.
Okay, so that's an extreme. That'll give you plus two speed, so you're at speed six.
Okay.
Which will certainly be enough if nothing goes horribly wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am really glad my seatbelt is on because I am feeling that in the event that I even have a slight wheel wobble at this point, it is not going to just slightly thing. It'll barrel roll.
Which is fine in a plane. Shane. When you're,
which is a fine in a plane in midair.
Yeah.
Shane, do you have anything you want to do to get this car going faster or slow the plane down?
What I'm mainly going to do is...
Hold on.
Oh, actually, I've got plus one. I was going to try and patch myself up, but... So is there someone dangling out of the back shooting at us? Because
mm-hmm.
I there guess is somebody holding we're pretty on square on at the back
with
now.
A cargo strap, trying to basically with no doubt with an AK-47 in one hand, and the bullets are flying around.
No, that's Scorpion SMG.
Oh, okay. Oh, even better.
It's a lousy weapon, but it's really visually distinctive.
It does. It is very pretty to look at.
I probably would recognise it from watching a lot of 80s action films.
Yes.
So presumably we're square on at the back of the plane.
Yes.
I'll lean out the window and pop the guy dead.
Mm-hmm.
Sayonara, RoboCop.
Game nerves and shoot.
Now, I do get plus one to my next roll, but I don't, because
yeah, I've already got six. You can points. Carry it over until you can use it. I think that's fair.
Two sixes, but nothing else. Oh no, two sixes and two fours. Okay, I will re-roll everything but the sixes.
Mm-hmm.
And wouldn't you know it, I rolled three fours instead.
And three is what you need.
Okay.
Okay, well, that will... let's see. Give me a high-low roll. Single die, one to three or four to six.
Five.
Okay, that's good for you. Rather than swinging back inside to take cover, he swings outside and loses grip of the strap.
Oh, I didn't need to see that.
Well, so long as he doesn't go underneath my wheels.
Yeah, that would be
seriously.
Well, the wheels that are directly behind the plane.
Yes,
goodness, I don't know why that might happen. Okay, so that's going to get you enough speed that you can run up the ramp. You are in the cargo area of the plane, and...
Put your brakes on!
There doesn't appear to be anybody else in here. The plane lifts off the runway and the cargo door comes closed.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're in the belly of the beast now, laddie. Mm. You want to tell me what the hell's going on?
No idea.
That is the bit where you explain the mission to me. Okay, I'm going to have a look at my graze wound and see if I can do anything about it.
Ooh, I wonder if there are standard rules for healing.
Pour some vodka on it. Rip a bit of my shirt.
Pour some vodka down yourself. You haven't got a condition, have you? So...
No, unless you count my accent. Oh, I've got to get the bullet out. That is the most important thing in any bullet wound, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, if there was something seriously wrong, you would have a condition.
Okay,
you don't. Right. You're banged up a bit, but nothing more serious than that.
All right, I'll just patch it up, grit my teeth, and look dramatic. Bloody hot shot driver, aren't you, Dick?
So
where did you learn to drive like that?
I
sound more like Trainspotting than Sean Connery at this thing. So.
Yeah, you. Well, never mind. who glassed the lassie? I think, driving downtown. Have you seen the rush hour traffic, haven't you?
I'll glance out the window. Looks like we're going uptown now. That was bad.
Anyway,
the lights of the city tilt and fade away behind you.
Okay. Let's just pop up and see what's going on. In and out, it'll be a piece of cake.
I don't do this stuff anymore.
Okay, you're in the hold. There doesn't seem to be anybody else in here who is still alive. That guy who got under the wheels isn't really going to be taking an interest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fair enough.
Presumably there's a door
to get us out of the
hole? There is a door that you would expect to lead into the passenger section, yeah.
Okay. I will... any intercoms or anything like that?
Yeah, why not?
I was just going to see if there was. Switch it on, see if there's any traffic or anything like that on there.
Nobody else is talking over the intercom.
Okay. In which case, then, I will quietly open the door.
It appears to be locked.
Does it look like it's pickable?
Yeah, it looks like a two basic lock. In other words, you need two basics out of your roll.
I think this is dexterity.
That sounds plausible. Hang on, I had a garage sheet earlier.
Well, this Adobe Acrobat generative summary thinks much more about my character summary than I do. The character's achievements, scars, bonds and reputations are hinted at but not detailed, suggesting a complex history that influences his current demeanour. I'm glad you think so, AI.
Involving a whiskey bottle.
Because, of course, I now want AI with my PDF reader as well as every other fucking thing I use.
Of course. I must admit, I've switched that off with me. Speaking of nice things, I have a very nice pineapple rum that was brought to me by number one son.
Mm-hmm. Oh, lovely.
Who rather scarily now, especially for Nick, who remembers him a lot younger, is 25, Nick.
Fucking
He's
hell.
25.
25? I was like a proper almost adult.
Yeah, I know.
I was a vet when I was 25. Fucking hell. God almighty.
Yeah. Scary beans, isn't it?
Goes quickly, doesn't it? It seems to have accelerated since Elliot went to secondary school.
Mm. Oh, it will do. It gets faster and faster. Trust me, blink and he'll be going off to uni.
But in any case, I think crime and dexterity would be a reasonable thing to do there.
Crime and dexterity. Okay, so that is I rolled two fives.
Okay,
two sixes and two twos.
Right. Well, that will do then. You get through that, and I'll say because you got that extra basic success, you could also get a quick glimpse in before anybody has a chance to react. Mm-hmm. You can see a group of mostly men, military fatigues. There's that. Could you give me a focus plus detect, either of you?
I can, so that's four dice for me.
Four for me as well.
Okay, well, just one of you roll, but you can get a plus one from the other one helping.
You roll what?
Okay, so that's two threes, a six, a five, and a two. Two threes.
Okay, do you want to boost that? Or actually, no, I think a basic will be enough. You will get more if you have a critical.
Let's have a go at this then. Let's roll those three and hope for a three. This time, I'm afraid, I just get a four. Sorry, get two fours and a one. So I get the same as I got before, but...
Okay, so in theory you'd lose one of the basics, but you still have the basic because you just rolled the second one.
Yes, exactly.
So that's fine. The camera zooms in on a man in a black suit who's walking toward the cockpit, carrying a briefcase.
Away from me.
Yeah. Carrying a briefcase.
Ah.
Yeah. What you also notice, yeah, as I say, these guys are moving crates around. That's maybe a little unexpected because A, why aren't the crates in the cargo hold? B, why aren't they strapped down? Why are they moving them around? But, eh.
Hmm.
Do I think I could get in, with my shadow ability?
Remind me, what does his shadow do?
I think shadow.
It gives you a bonus
for. I think it's for skulking around. But spare me a second.
Doesn't it give you a free roll on stealth checks or something?
Yeah.
And I think stealth is a relevant thing, so if it applies to that, then yeah.
So my stealth is my only one which isn't a 6. It's only a 5. Shame on me. So there we are. So right. Just want to make sure that shadow does what I think it does.
In an ideal world, of course, these are full text on the character sheet, but that may not be available yet.
Yeah, getting a free reroll when hiding, sneaking, or telling someone.
Okay, right. So crime and stealth, and a free reroll.
Yeah. Okay. And that gives me 2 5s to start with. And let's re-roll that. And I get 2 more 5s. So,
okay.
Whoa.
So that's 4 successes.
Okay, so, right, well, A, you are sneaking into the main cabin area.
Mm-hmm.
And you notice a couple more things now that you're closer. The mercenaries are putting on, getting out of bags and strapping to themselves large canvas-type backpacks
mm-hmm.
with a lot of dangling cords.
Indeed, like they're almost like they're parachutes. Indeed,
quite possibly, yes.
That's not good, is it?
And you also notice you get a glimpse into one of the crates, and my word, that's a lot of plastic explosive.
Well, shit.
And I think that's a good place for a cliffhanger, which is not one of the rules, but I don't care.
The reverse lights come on the car.
I bet you that actually, if depending on what sort of plane it is, there might actually be parachutes for the car.
Hey, that was fun. I like that. I'm not sure about the system.
Yeah,
but I really like the setup and the characters and the. It gets you in the place you need to be for mm-hmm. that sort of game.
It's interesting. I think.
I have never played a GM. Well, rather, I've never GM'd a GM doesn't roll system before.
Yeah.
So far, I like that.
Yeah, I did it with.
Do you roll with Fudge? Does the GM roll?
No, Fudge tend not. I mean, you can, but I think I tend not to. And the other thing I didn't do it for, though I think that was before your time, Nick, was the Victorian Shadowrun. I think I was getting them to roll, see what happened. It's okay.
You do get quite samey results with your dice rolls.
I mean, one thing, so my feel of it as a first start for 10 is for a simple system, it's quite complicated.
Yeah, my feeling so far is that there is probably more dice rolling in this session than I would put in a normal session, and right. some of that is to show you how it works, I suspect.
Yeah. But no, it's all right. As Nick said, I like the. I think it's nice and simple. There's a nice drawing. There's a nice reason why we're doing what we're doing.
I came in without any kind of character concepts, and I do think the book inspired me to think of something. So that's a good start.
Yeah, I mean, well, ditto. You know.
And I, yeah. Whether the... Yeah. We seem to be basically rolling every time five or six dice, very occasionally four.
Yeah, I don't know this particular bit of it is a very action-focused sequence. Yeah.
I don't know why you're throwing light, but yeah.
Well, you think about it. I mean, so the smallest you're going to be rolling, so if you're going to be rolling just a stat, the smallest you're going to be rolling is a two. If you're going to be rolling a stat and a skill, the smallest you're going to be rolling is a three.
Yeah,
you're going to be rolling three to six.
Basically, all this stat plus skill.
Yeah.
So, but most of the time, four to six, I would have thought.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at the moment, I'm rolling an awful lot of crime, and I'm rolling an awful lot of nerves.
Well, I guess you do play to your strengths because you're that kind of character.
Yeah.
Some of it, of course, is that you try to pick situations in which your strengths will be relevant.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Or you.
And a more shooty character might just barrel straight in rather than being stealthy and then hit the explosives with stray bullets. But, you know, who knows?
Yeah.
Well, I certainly enjoyed the game.
It's all right.
To be continued at some point.
Yeah.
Nick and I are both not around tomorrow. And did you say you're not around on Monday as well, Nick?
Roger and I are doing a Ribbon of Memes Monday.
Oh, you're in the evening anyway.
I have Amelia.
But we've got next Tuesday on the regular schedule, and then see how we go from there.
Yeah.
Get anything else in?
Yeah. But no, I enjoyed that. That was okay.
I definitely enjoyed it, but then I enjoyed playing with you guys.
Yeah.
Right, well, see you on Tuesday then.
Okay, yeah. See you Tuesday, if not before. Well, no, I'll see you tomorrow, Nick.
I'll see you tomorrow evening.
Yes, indeed.
And anyway. I'll see you on Monday, Rod.
Yeah.
But otherwise,
I'll see you both on Tuesday. There we are.
Right.
Have a good one.
Okay.
Merry
everybody.
New Year.
Merry Christmas. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Happy Merinium.
Right.
Cheers.
That's what my name is. Least. Oh. Bosh. How are you getting on, my house?
Oh, this is so fun.
Good.
How is your game?